Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. We could talk all day, every day about inflation. Prices are up almost everywhere you look, and that's had many consequences for people. Certainly in terms of your family income statement, it has affected how you spend. It has affected how you feel about how you spend. And for some people, it has affected how you live in the world, how you socialize. There is a new phrase out there called inflation isolation. And we're going to talk a bit about this today. Carol Newbury-Mitchell is a licensed insolvency trustee at MNP Debt. Her firm did a big survey on this. I don't know if you coined the phrase, Carol, but I like the phrase. Welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you very much for having me. I'd love to take credit for it, but I can't say for certain that it was that.
No, you can't, but that's okay, because I think it's not something that we've talked about. And so I'd love first how you would define the phrase inflation isolation.
Right. I think the way we look at it is it's really this, what we see is people pulling back from social activities, from spending time with family and friends. And it's stemming from this double whammy of having soaring living expenses due to inflation. And then because of the increased interest costs and the increased debt that people are carrying, generally speaking, the increased cost to their servicing their debt. So it's like the two things are coming together and it's really affecting how people are behaving.
As a polar extrovert, it was everything I could do to hold it together during the pandemic when we couldn't socialize, to see that some people are making tough choices about socializing because of their financials just makes my heart weep because it's such an important part of my my life. Talk a bit more about where that shows up in specifics. Is it, geez, I can't afford to go to a restaurant, or geez, I can't even afford to hop in my car on a weekend and go see my parents because they live 2 hours away?
I think it's all of those things. I think it's people making really tough choices when they're invited out for dinner with their friends and they say, no, I can't go because literally I don't have any credit left on my credit card and I don't have the cash in the bank. I think it's, and if you look at who that may affect the most, you know, single people, younger people who maybe don't have as much income and don't live with other people, and the people that should be out there socializing the most, you know, it may affect them to a higher degree than it may affect other portions of the population. But, you know, the idea of pulling back and feeling emotional and social consequences of dealing with debt and dealing with, you know, unaffordable living expenses is not really something new, I would say, that we see so much, especially in our world of regularly dealing with people who are in financial challenges. But I think what we're seeing right now is just like a massive increase in all of those feelings. And that's what the poll showed.
Yeah. And, you know, when I'm looking at some of the specifics, this is an Ipsos poll, 34% of Canadians paying more in monthly debt payments. 45% say they don't believe they're going to be able to cover living expenses in the next year. You've been in this area for a while. How do you put these results, these survey results, in context from what you would have been thinking about or hearing about, call it 5 years ago, pre-pandemic?
Right. I think it's about, what I think about is getting the message out there to people about what you can do. When you listen to all the survey results, it can be really kind of depressing. The reality is that there's a lot of help out there. So I think turning the focus a little bit more from despair and anxiety about, you know, the future, like you mentioned, one of the stats about feeling uncertain about being able to pay their bills in 12 months. Hopefully trying to turn the conversation to, okay, so what we can do about it. If we're one of those people that's feeling stuck, that's feeling anxious, is withdrawing because they can't afford to go out or they can't afford to have people over. I mean, that's even an issue now because of the cost of groceries. You know, what can I do? And I think there's, you know, three main things. Get help. You know, especially if you are feeling like you are a person that doesn't understand how this is all affecting your everyday life, getting professional advice from an expert that deals with money management, that deals with debt challenges, makes you more able to make really good decisions about how you're going to move forward. Knowing your options. Again, talking to a professional. The internet can only give you very general information, right?
Yeah.
About
how you or some very specific bad information. Right? Sometimes exactly. It can be very specific and wrong.
And wrong and bad. Yeah. But when you talk to someone, you will get information about your specific financial circumstances and what options are available for you as an individual based on your specific facts. And three, don't wait. Don't wait. It's probably, the biggest thing I hear from people. They go, I wish I called you a year ago. I wish I dealt with this 5 years ago. I've been dealing with harassing collection calls. I've been dealing with, they're calling my employer. They're calling my family. I've been dealing with garnishments. And you don't have to. Most of the advice that from, reputable organizations and from licensed insolvency trustees is there's always the availability of a free consultation. And so get out there and get help.
One of the conversations you as a licensed insolvency trustee would deal with and us as nonprofit credit counselors try and navigate with people is how to think about that budget in a way that doesn't completely eliminate all joy. And for some people, socializing does provide joy. They need to build in something because otherwise any plan that they make is just not going to be sustainable over time. So how do you help them think through what really are the things that they need to keep their mental health afloat?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think that comes down to, again, getting personalized advice, because when you are speaking to someone one-on-one, they're going to ask you those questions. So we always go through a budget. So we look at the top line, obviously, what your income is, and then we go through all of your expenses. And like you said, there's some that you're not going to be able to move around. You're not going to be able to get rid of the rent. You're not going to be able to get rid of the hydro. But when you get into more of the discretionary items, I think really talking through and thinking about, if you're doing this yourself, what are those things that bring you joy? Maybe for some people, being home a lot isn't such a big deal, but they want to have their Netflix and they want to have their Disney Plus, and that's going to bring them a bit of joy. For other people, they'd say, I'd rather be out more. And so thinking ahead about things like transportation costs associated with being out more, a little bit more in the, dining out fund, things like that. So really getting people to think about every single line item in their budget. And like you said, having it be realistic, or else you're setting yourself up for failure.
How do you ensure that the assessment of that budget is sufficiently forward-looking? And I say that given the mortgage renewals that we know are going to occur over the course of the next 12 to 24 months, where folks who'd locked in at this extraordinary fixed rate of interest are going to have the shocking awakening that that rate will not be offered to them in the future. So they've got a budget that can sort of kind of work now, but when they renew that mortgage, their budget's really not going to work as currently constructed.
Right. That's a really good point. And I think we are starting to see that. I even talk here, talk amongst colleagues and friends of mine about the fear of that 2025 renewal or whatever it is. And I think it's a challenge for sure, because we can't see the future. But again, I think realistically looking at what's going to happen with your income, looking at those line by line expenses and how they're expected to change, big life changes in your life. Are you going to have a child moving out? Are you going to have a child moving in? Are you going to be no longer funding university expenses? Really trying to look out. I think you kind of have to separate it into chunks. You can't bite it off all at once, short term, midterm, longer term, we're probably not talking about in this conversation, but separating out so it's not so overwhelming. You don't have to figure it out all at once. You just got to get to that like midterm mark and then reevaluate. And I think that's something that's important too, is not just sitting down doing it once and never looking at it again.
People have a particular framework for how they spend and a concept of what it is to live a life worth living. When people are dealing with debt they can't manage, a lot of that has to shift and change. It needs to be reframed. They need to think about things differently. What are some tips you would offer, coming back to our original topic here on inflation isolation, of how you can still have those relationships. They just don't necessarily revolve around a restaurant or travel.
I think one of the things we see is that people often don't share that they are struggling financially because they have a fear of judgment. They have a fear of feelings of shame and things like that that go along with struggling with financial difficulties. But I think that if you can pick a couple people in your life that you know that you can trust, that you know that you feel like you can open up to and there won't be judgment, that if you confide in them, and then they understand your situation, and then they're not going to be inviting you out for that fancy restaurant dinner. They're going to, or if they're, you know, putting together dinner plans, they're going to pick a restaurant that's not going to break the budget. I really think that, again, I guess it goes along with one of my earlier points, which is getting help. And so getting help can be from professionals, but it can also be for reaching out a little bit to, again, someone you feel comfortable with. You're not going to probably tell everybody, all your friends and acquaintances, but a few people that are important to you. And that will make you, I think, feel more connected, make you feel like you still have options for, like you said, living your life and still having some socialization.
Carol, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
Carol Newbury-Mitchell is a licensed insolvency trustee at MNP Debt. And we were here to talk about some findings from a recent survey that they conducted with Ipsos on how Canadians are feeling these days, and also this idea of inflation isolation.